Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hello, I'm Elsie. Okay, Pat.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Why are you wearing a hat?
Well, because I heard that in today's article, we were going to go back to ancient China, and I'm just trying to get in the mood.
Hold on, ancient China? 中国古代. Actually, you know what? We're going to talk about the history of words.
The history of what? I completely misunderstood.
Oh, but I think you can still wear that.
Yeah, okay. I will continue to wear this hat just because some of the words、mm-hmm. are from ancient China. We're、
yeah.
looking at the history of words today.
The history of words, 字的历史, about how they have changed, right?
Exactly. English,、like many other languages,、mm-hmm. takes words from different languages and puts it all together. A couple of the words we're going to be looking at today come from、China hundreds of years ago when more people wore hats like this.、let's read through today's article and find out a bit more about all of this.
Okay.
A lesson in history about words.
The beauty of language is that there are different words for one thing. Take tea, for example. Whether you call it tea or chai, it's the same. How do these words come about? The story goes back to when tea trade began. Different regions of China have different names for tea. For example, in Mandarin and Cantonese, it's called cha. In other Chinese dialects, like Minnan, it's day. Countries borrowed the words for this drink depending on their trade routes. Portuguese called it cha because they traded with the Cantonese. However, the Dutch got their goods from Fujian province, so they called it day.Beauty. Beauty. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays. Trade. Trade. Trade is expected.To increase between the two countries. Trade is expected to increase between the two countries. The company trades tea with many countries around the world. The company trades tea with many countries around the world. Borrow.Borrow. Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house. Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house. Depending on. Depending on. You might need to go to a hospital.Depending on how serious it is. You might need to go to a hospital depending on how serious it is.
So today's article starts by talking about languages. It says, the beauty of language is that there are different words for one thing.Mm-hmm. So here we use the noun beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y, beauty, which means the quality of being pleasing to the senses or to the mind. We can also call a person who is very beautiful a beauty,、mm-hmm. like my co-teacher here.
Thank you. 今天文章的开头提到呢，语言之美啊，是来自于不同的文字可以用来代表同一个东西。刚派老师说到的 beauty 是名词，意思是美丽的事物或者是美女。著名的这个迪士尼童话故事 Beauty and the Beast、
mm-hmm. That's basically us,
I only say it, you know, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
美女与野兽就是用到 beauty 这个字哦。那你把 beauty 去掉 y 再加 iful, 就是形容词 beautiful.
Okay, so here's an example sentence for beauty. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays.
我们的例句提到呢，我正在学习如何欣赏莎士比亚剧作的美。例句中的这个 appreciate 是欣赏的意思。
Let's look at an example of things there are different words for. The article says, take tea, for example.Here, the word take is used, to give an instance or an example in support of an argument.
文章接下来说呢，我们就拿 tea 这个字来当例子。Take something or somebody, for example,是拿某人事物举例的意思。我们也可以说呢， take something or somebody as an example.
That's right.
So, what are some of the different words for tea?
The article says, whether you call it tea or chai,It's the same.
You mean 茶?
茶, yes.
Okay, 你可以叫它这个东西啊 ,tea 或者是茶所指的东西呢都是一样的。这就是文章呢开头提到的语言之美 ,the beauty of language. 剧中呢 ,whether A or B 的用法我们有请英文快译通的老师为我们做详细的解说咯。
英文
快译通。
Oh yeah! Hello everyone, I'm Winning. 英文学到一个境界，有时候会需要把两句话合并在一起。这么高难度的英文，今天 Winnie 就来帮你简化一下。其实只要学会一个字的用法，就可以打遍天下啦。合并两个句子，不是只有我喜欢薯条，我的好朋友也喜欢。I like French fries and my best friend too. 这么简单啦。For example, 那天我跟我的朋友要去台大附近聚餐，我就问我的爸妈，诶，他们知不知道怎么去台大？这其实就是由两个句子合并得来的哟。The first sentence is, I asked my parents, 我问我的父母。The other sentence is, do you know how to get to NTU? 你们知道怎么去台大吗？刚刚说只要学会一个字就是 weather, W-H-E-T-H-E-R. Weather 是个连接词可以翻译成是否。我们把刚刚的两个句子合并在一起然后记得把 do they know how to get to NTU 的助动词 do 和 they 位置交换就变成 I ask my parents whether they know how to get to NTU.我问我父母他们是否知道怎么去台大这里你也可以在后面加上 or not 知道或不知道 I ask my parents whether they know how to get to NTU or not 可以加可以都也可以不加都是正确的啦记得这样的句子结尾是个 period 句点哟其实这没这么难懂啦因为我们开头是 I ask my parents 这不是个问句啊当然结尾不会用 question mark 问号啦 whether 当是否解释的时候等于 if if 所以这句话也可以说成 I ask my parents whether they know how to get to NTU or I ask my parents if they know how to get to NTU这里要再同场加印一下啦 whether 还可以当无论的意思无论你喜不喜欢你都得当帮狗狗洗澡 whether you like it or not you have to give the dog a bath 但这时候就不能通用 if 咯 whether you like English or not make sure you come back to A+ every day bye bye
welcome back we just mentioned that there are several words for tea including teaTa and chai, depending on where you live, you might be wondering why, and our article has the same question. How did these words come about? To come about just means to happen.
我们也许呢会跟文章提出一样的疑问，到底这些字是怎么来的呢？ Come about 是发生、出现的意思，我们可以用 happen 或者是 take place 来代换。
Time for our article to get into some history.Hat time. It says, the story goes back to when tea trade began. We use the phrase go back to to show what something or when something begins in the past, and to specify that it's in the past.
要讨论 tea 或是茶这个字的由来啊。文章接下来就说到了，故事就要追溯到茶贸易开始的时候了。Go back to 也就是回到，追溯到的意思。The history of the word tea, 茶, is related to its trade, 贸易。
That's right. We use the word trade there, which is a noun、mm-hmm. that means the activity of buying, selling, or exchanging goods within a country or also between countries. Okay, you could like you say, I want to make a trade, a candy bar for a can of Coke or、mm-hmm. My money for that food.、
Mm-hmm.Trade 在文章当中呢，这边是当贸易交易是一个名词哦。当然 ，trade 也可以当动词，等一下要跟同学们介绍到。So what can I trade for your hat, Pat?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I'm pretty keen on this hat. Maybe your fancy brace. Oh, there's a watch.
Yeah, so I can trade my watch for your hat.
And I think I'd win in that trade. Okay,
yeah,
let's put.
That's a bad deal.
Yeah, let's put trade as a noun in a sentence.
Okay.
Trade is expected to increase between the two countries. Trade is expected to increase between the two countries.
例句提到呢，两国间的贸易量希望能够被提高。
Here's more on the word tea. Different regions of China have different names for tea. A region, R-E-G-I-O-N, region, is just a particular area of a country.、
Mm-hmm. 文章接下来说到呢，在中国不同的区域当中啊，茶也有不同的名字。Region 这个字就是区域的意思。
So let's look at this a little more closely. Okay, for example, in Mandarin, of course, Chinese, main Chinese language,、mm-hmm. and Cantonese around Hong Kong and Guangzhou, it's called 茶, 茶。
举例来说呢，在普通话就是我们说的这个中文国语，跟这广东话当中呢，我们叫做茶。
Mm-hmm.
And in others?
Okay, well, that's one language. In the article says,、uh-huh. in another Chinese or in other Chinese dialects like Minnan, it's te. I may not be pronouncing that right. It's spelled T-E, just te.Okay, a dialect is、uh-huh. a way of speaking a language that is particular or only used by one particular region、mm-hmm. or one group of people.
在其他的中文方言中呢，像是闽南话，茶呢应该叫做茶。
Oh,茶, that's how you say it.I see.
林茶喝茶对不对哈 ?Different regions in a country might have different dialects. Dialects 就是方言的意思啦。
So what does all of this mean?The article says countries borrowed the words for this drink depending on their trade routes.、Mm-hmm. Okay? The verb borrow, B-O-R-R-O-W, borrow, means to take and use something that belongs to someone else and return it to them at a later time.
所以为什么茶在中国各地的方言当中有不同的说法呢？文章就提到了，国家啊会根据他们的贸易路线来为茶命名，路线不同，他们借来的字当然也就不同了。Borrow 是借入的意思。我们现在看一下例句吧。
Mm-hmm.
Here is our example.
Yep, Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house. Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house.
我们的例句说啊 ,Danny 呢需要跟银行借钱来买这间房子。Borrow something from somebody, 从别人那边、mm-hmm. 那边呢借入东西。那借出去给别人我们怎么说呢，我们用 lend 这个字 ,L-E-N-D,、
yeah.
lend something to somebody.、
Mm-hmm.
So, can you lend me your hat?
Sure, here you go. You can borrow my hat.
Okay, so, thank you.
I lend, she borrows. Okay, we also saw the phrasal verb, you can wear it if you like.
Okay.
We saw the phrasal verb depend on, D-E-P-E-N-D, depend, and then on, O-N.、Mm-hmm. To depend on, that means according to, okay, depends on this, according to this. And we use it to talk about how what one thing is can change.Because of something else.
How do I look?
Very good.
Okay, 文章当中文章当中呢我们看到 depending on 是根据的意思。另外呢 according to 也是一个很常见用来表示根据的片语哦。
Once again, our example sentence,、mm-hmm. you might need to go to hospital. You might need to go to a hospital, depending on how serious it is. you might need to go to a hospital depending on how serious it is.
例句提到呢，根据状况的严重性，你也许需要去医院一趟。
So depending on the trade routes, countries use different words for tea. A route is the way to get from one place to another. Americans often say route to mean the same thing. Both are okay. It depends British, American. That's a dialect word we learned earlier. So a trade route or trade route is the way that ships went from one place to another, trading with every place on the way.
在英式发音当中呢 route 指的就是路线、在美式发音当中呢会念作 route,、American English, right?
Yes.
这个就是方言的不同啊 There are dialects. According to our article, countries got different names for tea depending on their trade routes.
Yeah, back to the article, it gives an example. Portuguese called it chai because, or te, or te, or cha, because they traded with the Cantonese. So there we've used trade as a verb, to buy and sell things, okay? It's the same kind of meaning, just here as a verb, an example sentence. The company trades tea with many countries around the world.The company trades tea with many countries around the world.
文章这里呢给了我们一个例子哦。在 Portuguese, 葡萄牙文当中呢他们说这是茶因为他们呢是跟广东人做茶贸易的。那 trades 这边呢当的就是动词进行贸易做买卖的意思。例句说呢那间公司啊和世界上的许多国家进行茶贸易。Now I'm curious about how other countries call it.
Okay, well, it says the Dutch got their goods from Fujian province, so they called it tay or tea or something like that. So the word goods, G-O-O-D-S, goods, always plural, and it just means things that are bought, sold, or traded for.
文章提到呢然而呢这个因为 the Dutch, 荷兰人是跟福建省做茶商品贸易的所以他们说的是 tea, da,
Something.
Cha? Okay.
Yeah, it's hard to know with all these languages.
Yeah, anyways, goods 这个字呢是名词商品货物的意思。注意哦，字尾一定要有 s 才是这个意思哦。
So we're going to look at some more examples of borrowing words in day two, but for now it's time for us to end today's lesson. Okay, guys, to follow up on the word borrow, Elsie borrowed my hat, but she has returned it. She hasn't taken it. She just borrowed it, and I got it back.Okay, so those are some of the loan words for tea. We're going to look at a few more examples in day two, so join us then. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.
Bye!
We have plenty of time to kill today, so let's watch some movies.
We have plenty of time to kill today.So let's watch some movies.
Hi, this is Celine. 你放假的时候喜欢做些什么呢？时间那么多，其实蛮适合去看个电影的。那这时候你就可以揪人一起去啦。我们可以说 ,We have plenty of time to kill today. So let's watch some movies. We have plenty of time to kill today. So let's watch some movies. 我们今天时间多得很，去看个电影吧。我们先来了解一下 kill time 是什么意思。字面上看来是杀时间，没错，就是消磨时间这样的意思哦。所以 have plenty of time to kill 就是有很多时间可以杀，有很多时间可以慢慢消磨的意思啦。If someone asks you, do you have time? And you have a lot of time, then you can say, yeah, I have plenty of time to kill. Do you have time? Yeah, I have plenty of time to kill. 是不是其实蛮简单的呢？最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。We have plenty of time to kill today, so let's watch some movies. 很好哦 ,I feel like having a Harry Potter movie marathon. 我想要趁假日来一个哈利波特电影马拉松,我要来去租片啦,拜!
We have plenty of time to kill today, so let's watch some movies.
We have plenty of time to kill today, so let's watch some movies.
A lesson in history about words.
The beauty of language is that there are different words for one thing. Take tea, for example. Whether you call it tea or chai, it's the same. How do these words come about? The story goes back to when tea trade began. Different regions of China have different names for tea. For example, in Mandarin and Cantonese, it's called cha. In other Chinese dialects, like Minnan, it's dei. Countries borrowed the words for this drink depending on their trade routes. Portuguese called it cha because they traded with the Cantonese. However, the Dutch got their goods from Fujian province, so they called it dei. Beauty. Beauty. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays. I'm learning to appreciate the beauty of Shakespeare's plays. Trade. Trade. Trade is expected to increase between the two countries. Trade is expected to increase between the two countries. The company trades tea with many countries around the world. The company trades tea with many countries around the world. Borrow. Borrow. Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house. Danny will need to borrow some money from the bank to buy this house. Depending on. Depending on. You might need to go to a hospital depending on how serious it is. You might need to go to a hospital depending on how serious it is.